So I'm going to ask you, how was that team win tonight?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. I like the resiliency that we showed, when they made it 4-3, I kind of felt the bench, go down a bit. But then, the leaders, stood up and said, it's not happening tonight, though. And you know what? Charlie Hudon's goal to make it 4-4, and then to Chris Terry with a big goal, nice play by Sherback. I mean, guys played really well, and they gave everything they had, even till the end.
Earlier, we spoke with Charles. Charles said after the goal they took and went ahead, he said the team didn't get down. He said we knew we had to come out and score. How important is that kind of momentum going to be down the stretch?
Well, I think that the main thing that I told those guys, after the game, I said, you guys have to believe that you can do it. If they believed in themselves, it's going to go a long way. And, we all know that it's a team game. You have to play as a team. You need all hands on deck to win hockey games. And if you want to be in the playoffs, you need that. And then if you want to do something in the playoffs, you need everybody. Not just the 20 guys that are playing, but, all 23, 24 guys that are involved on the team.
All right, thank you, Sylvain.
Yeah.
Sylvain, last night, you tell me if I'm wrong, I almost got a sense of more than disappointment last night. There was anger. You came out here, you might as well call Joe to a dentist chair. He's coming out here and talk to us. I know last night there was a sense in the team. Was that correct? And if so, did it translate into anything here this evening?
I think so. One of the things that we talked about before the game was to gain momentum back, because we lost it last night. And we started the game, we scored a goal, so that was good. It made it 1-1. We kept playing. We have to play not only, to start the game like we've been doing lately. And then when we got scored on, we kind of stopped, or, it kind of paralyzed us for a little bit there. And obviously, it's been a grind since the All-Star break, with the travel and, coming back here. And usually we have a few days when we come mm-hmm. back from a road trip. This time we had to come back right away. And it's not to make excuses, but, these guys are humans, and we're trying to manage as much as possible, trying to manage the rest ratio, with the workload but guys give everything that they have, and as a coach, that's the best you can ask for.
Okay, you got the deciding vote. We won't tell you. You asked a couple of players if that was the most important win of the season or not. So how do you feel about it?
Oh, they're all important, aren't they?
Okay, you and Charles, who not?
No, I mean, I think, you always hope for some kind of trigger, sometimes on a team or even individually. I remember as a player, I did have a trigger at one point that, turned my career around. And, and you're hoping that as a team, you're hoping that there'll be a trigger that, will kind of turn the season around. And hopefully this is it tonight.
Was it important not to be? Because last night, you kind of erased the memory of a little bit of last night. That always seemed to me like a game at the end of the season, depending on what happened. You look back and say, oh my goodness, that was a game that could have hurt us. They could have been doubly bad tonight if that would have happened. Does that make it that much more important? Instead of pointing this one as a potential negative at the end of the season, it could be your biggest positive.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. And, with the way that we did it too, and we didn't quit. And like I said earlier, the resiliency. We've showed a lot of resiliency, throughout the season. And, people don't understand, but we've gone through some adversity, and I think that makes that builds character, and that builds a team too.
Even with last night's disappointing loss, 3 out of 4 points this weekend against a tough team, you got to be satisfied.
Well, you'd be more satisfied with 4 points, but we'll take it. And the other thing too, we wanted to kind of salvage the our homestand, which now we're, 2 wins, 2 losses in regulation and 2 in overtime. So, we're at 500 now. We've been playing well on the road as of late, and, we just need to get on the road and do what we have to do.
Do you feel you look up behind you at all? Are you at the scoreboard standings watching stage, you think?
We look up, we look down, we look all over the place. We got to be aware, head on a swivel.
Any updates on Daniel Carr and Marcus Eisenschmidt?
Eisenschmidt, you know, that's pretty much a status quo for now. And Daniel Carr is making good progress. And, you know, we'll see how it goes this week. You know, he might be able to. He started skating yesterday or today.
He's going to travel, right?
Yeah, he's going to travel with us. So I don't know if it's going to be on the weekend, but he's going to play on the road trip.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.